This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 660. Why did you get a 5 on IELTS writing?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we answer a subscriber question about why she may have got a 5 on writing, and you'll learn all the ways your writing can lose points on test day.
Hey, Jessica, how's everything going today? Did you have a nice weekend?
I did have a good weekend. My sister's family came over yesterday and we had our like first Christmas because, you know, guys, we record this ahead of time. So I don't know if you guys do this, but James and I always end up having like a lot of Christmases. Like we have one with my sister. We have one with my brother. We have one with each other.
Wow. That is a lot of Christmases. That's so fun.
Awesome. What about you? What'd you do this weekend?
I did have a nice weekend. I went to a couple holiday parties and there was a birthday party in there too. So lots of party time, good stuff. And a mix of work and partying. So a little bit of both.
Well, that's life, isn't it? Shouldn't that be life? Just a mix of work and partying?
Basically, yes. That describes the meaning of life entirely.
There you go, guys. That can define your 2019. Okay. We are going to help a YouTube subscriber today. Remember, guys, if you're not subscribed, you should be to our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. We come out with 2 new videos every single week. So there are tons of videos on there.
Yes. And also, Jessica, you're going to be doing a YouTube Live very soon. Isn't that right?
Yes. It's going to be so awesome, guys. And last time, so we did this once before, right? And it was kind of a test just to see like how all the software worked and how I could interact with you guys. So it went really well. So we're going to do another one January 23rd. So guys, you can get more information for that and some bonus vocabulary if you go to allearsenglish.com/idioms. IDIOMS. Yes.
Yes, I love that. So guys, go and sign up. And again, you need to sign up in order to get the special bonus idioms that come out right after you sign up. So go over there and put your name on that list. You'll get reminders and we'll see you in the YouTube Live.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. All right. Okay, so we had a comment from a subscriber on YouTube from Nepal about writing. She's really unhappy with her score and she's just wondering what the heck happened. So we're going to talk about maybe why she is finding herself in this predicament. Lindsay, can you read part of her question, please?
Absolutely. So this listener says, hello, Jessica. I took IELTS 2 weeks ago and I only got a 5 in writing. I thought I prepared very well, but the result shocked me and I don't even know what kind of mistake I made. There might be many terrible mistakes, but I can't think of what they are. Yeah. Can you please guide me? I always listen to your podcast and even though I don't have a phone, but I follow your lectures through apps called Podcast Addict. Okay, that's a great way to find the All Ears English podcast and the IELTS Energy podcast. And she says, I strongly believe you can help me with this, and I'm from Nepal. Okay, awesome.
Okay, so yeah, I mean you don't get any feedback with your IELTS scores, you know? Like, you just see that number and you have no idea why. And there are so many possible reasons why she could have gotten a 5. Right? So guys, it's really important that you know what the examiner is looking for. So if you are a 3-key student, go to the bonus section. There's a whole chart there that tells you exactly what the examiner needs to see for a 7, for an 8, for a 9. So remember to look at that. Okay. So I think the most probable cause of getting that five would come in the task score, because a lot of students don't understand what they're supposed to do for that high score. So in task one, if you're an academic student, if you have too many numbers or no numbers or no overall trend, then that's automatically a five.
Ooh, so what do students tend to do instead? Like, how do they go wrong with this?
Right. So they have too many numbers or no numbers or no overall trend.
Okay, got it. Right. Yeah, good point.
So to just get a six, guys, you have to be able to state a very clear overall trend and keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Don't try and be fancy with the overall trend. And then support that with only the key numbers. So if you're a three-key student, we tell you exactly what numbers that you need to have in your essay for every kind of task one question.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It comes down to the preparation. And again, knowing what the examiner wants, that's all it is, guys. But it's, you know, it's simple, but not easy.
Right. So, Yeah. It's simple for sure once somebody tells you. Like, right? Like, without guidance for IELTS, there's no way you could just know this stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then for task two, for task response score, you can get a five if you go off topic. But I think what often happens is the candidate does not address all parts of the task question. So if something is missing, then that task score, again, it goes down to a five.
Mm. Okay, so we want to include every part of the question, right? Just fully answer it. Got it.
Right. So be careful, guys, because there are like mixed questions and also questions that have like two topics in it, you know? Like it's not just two opinions. It's almost like two different topics. And you have to explore both of those. So just talk about each topic in a separate paragraph. That way you make sure to have a very balanced response. And for cohesion, coherence, so first of all, you have to have paragraphs. In task two. And you should also have them in task one, of course. But linking words. So if you're not using enough linking words or you're using the same linking words, like I've noticed in the letter for general training, students are not thinking about linking words. And it's both for informal and formal, guys. You're graded on the same stuff. You have to have linking words. So it's like, I'll see a lot of students just say, also. So if you're like just repeating stuff like that or not using enough linking words, then that cohesion coherence score goes down to a five. Hello, lovely IELTS listeners. Remember, we are having a YouTube Live on January 23rd, all about vocabulary, and I will interact with you and answer your questions. Sign up for the event now, get more information, and immediately get more vocab. Go to allearsenglish.com/idioms. That's IDIOMS.
Yeah. And one thing we've heard of students using bullet points on writing, which is crazy, right? Yeah. Actually writing out bullet points instead of paragraphs, which is definitely going to give you a low score, guys.
For sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah. If you don't even have like a letter format, that's five or lower for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then vocab, guys. So vocabulary, you can get a five for vocab, I think, if you have too many spelling mistakes. And so, I mean, honestly, I think a lot of students can get a six for vocab because it's just like you have enough words to say what you need to say, even if it's like kind of simple vocabulary or whatever. Like as long as you have a clear message communicated, you can get a six for vocab. Like it's not too hard. But if you repeat too many words or like in task one, if you're just like saying increase and decrease and that's all you're using, then that goes down to a five. But I think for a lot of students, it does come down to spelling. So definitely, guys, if you have, you know, a month or so before your exam, you need to be actively improving your spelling because that is something you can do yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And so in our course, I think we offer a few hints on how to do that. I mean, reading is one important way, right? I mean, when you read, you get to visualize the words, right? That helps me a lot to improve my spelling. It's just reading a lot because I can imagine what the word looks like on the page.
Definitely, definitely. Reading is vital, imperative for improving your spelling for sure. And then there's also like really tricky words in English that, you know, came into our language from other sources, like French or whatever, and the spelling is not obvious. So in that case, like you need to invent like a new, what is it called? A pneumatic device. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Still remember my third grade teacher taught me a bunch and I love them. And I still remember her. Like for lieutenant, every time I'm going to write the word lieutenant, which is not often, but if I'm going to write that word, then in my head, I say lieutenants, because that's like how you spell it. So I remember.
I remember one I learned was dessert. The difference between desert and dessert is to think that there are two cherries on a dessert on the top of a dessert for ice cream. So add the two S's in dessert. I love that.
That's awesome. I was taught a similar one for desert and dessert, just like because there's two S's in dessert because you always want more dessert. So you have more S's. Just
that's similar, simple.
That's funny. So that's vocab, guys. And then grammar, of course. If you have too many simple sentences, if you don't have enough different sentences, then you get a 5. And if every sentence has a mistake, you get a 5. So that's kind of clear cut, guys. It's really not that hard to get a 6 for grammar. It's not. You just need like a few conditionals, a few relative clauses, and like not a billion mistakes, and you're fine. So guys, I will link to other episodes we've done for grammar because we've done some really good episodes talking about grammar structures. So come back to the blog, guys. This is episode 660, and I'll link to some other really useful resources. But if you're in Three Keys IELTS, it is all there. I mean, we give you the best sentence structures that you could just use in task one and task two, and then they're perfect. Like, they're all there.
Yeah. And the best part is when you're in Three Keys IELTS, you don't have to think about where to put it in your study plan, right? When you're by yourself out there just listening to the podcast, you do have to create your own study plan. But in Three Keys IELTS, we give you your study plan immediately so you know where the grammar fits in, where learning these structures, where does that fit into the greater study plan, right? Exactly what to do each day. Such a good feeling.
Exactly. That study plan is pure gold, you guys. I mean, it's so useful. I can't tell you how many students who, you know, have come back to us with their scores and their amazing scores. And they're like, there's no way I could have done this without Three Keys and the study plan.
It's so true. It's so true. So guys, if you're ready to get into the course, we do have a special bonus just for podcast listeners, guys. Jessica has created a very cool little mini class. It's kind of a mini class, a mini lecture. It's a video lecture on how to wake up the examiner, right? Because that's going to increase your speaking score right there. It's a video and a guide. And Jessica, where can they go to get those that special bonus if they're coming from the podcast?
Yeah, guys. So just for our amazing podcast listeners, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. And that's the whole course, you guys, plus this bonus. Or if you also want classes with me, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Okay, excellent. Well, thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. This has been fun. And a great question from our listener from Nepal. We really hope that next time around, you're back in that. You know, hopefully you'll get into our course and be able to do it right next time. Right?
Exactly.
That's the way to go.
That's what I told her. I already sent her the link.
All right, awesome. All right, we'll see you back on here very soon. Take care.
All right, see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.